The Light FM presents Community Spotlight, a program designed to focus on what's important to you in your community. Now here's Braxton with today's Community Spotlight.
All right. Hey, thanks for listening to Community Spotlight. And we're going to talk about some really fun and good things happening in Hendersonville, North Carolina today. Joseph the Dreamer Bailey is joining me from Hendersonville. What's up, Joseph? Thanks for being here.
Oh, man. Thank you for the spotlight. And before I even get started with this interview, I have to make it clear to all of the people that may be listening is I have been using the wrong name in representing the community that I came in. It's Hendersonville. I know that's the city, but however, I've been saying Hendersonville County, but I've learned it's Henderson County, not right. Hendersonville County. So I apologize to all your listeners up front when they hear the video and a couple of things we've been doing in the community. So I just want to say that up front and foremost. Thank you.
That's okay. You know what? That's the thing. You got to learn all the nuances to yes, a new sir. Area, and you're getting there.
Oh, man. It's but been hey, a journey.
You know, man, some of the things that you're going to be learning about this community is that there's a lot of good things happening in Hendersonville.
Oh,
but
yes.
You're there to help further those and continue yes. those. So tell people what you're about, what you're doing. And hey, you said that you're the dreamer. So you're dreaming for good things for Hendersonville. So give me the 411.
Yes. Well, first of all, piggybacking on what you just said, yes, our job is to stretch the missions and the goals of the community itself. So whatever is going on in the community that is good, it is our responsibility to become one with them by serving their missions and their goals through our networks of buyers and sellers that we have brought to this community. And so again, it starts off with I have a dream to global. Just so happened to be, I've been on a journey for 21 years to turn my mother's local legacy of philanthropy into a global phenomenon to actually change the entire world. So getting ready for this July 15th kickoff to the nation, I've been traveling across the country producing these staffed events with dealerships. And just somehow, out of all the dealerships that I cross up and down the country, man, it's just this one dealership has basically, you know, got me to stop traveling the country for one dealership. And it just happened to be Hendersonville, North Carolina, which I definitely did not expect that to be the place that I'm going to build my home at and actually bring my son, you know, where he's out there now. I'm just speaking of the direction of how excited I am to have found this community and have learned so much about the community. And I'm so honored to be with respect to serving it. Yes, sir.
So what you going to be doing? What's the vision? You talked about an event happening in July, but what's going to be happening there in the Hendersonville community?
Yes. Well, with respect for our focus in Hendersonville, I want to make it clear that we're duplicating and delegating what we have been doing all over the country. And so we're setting up a series of events, fashion, comedy, talent shows to actually open an event help center studio of Hendersonville. And so from there, we will duplicate that same strategy to Asheville and all the other communities that surrounding. And so basically for the last 21 years, I've been getting hired. Our organization has been getting hired by dealerships to come and produce staffed events. So we put out, you know, so much marketing that people come in and buy a bunch of cars. But I'm there for the marketing and I'm there for the movement inside the community. And so from there, I always build relationships in those communities to actually set up events. And each of those events always benefit the community itself. And so we have been called a resource center without walls for the last 21 years. And so now in July, we're kicking off a capital campaign to actually rebuild this country by not just being a resource center with walls, where we're actually moving forward the movement of becoming a resource center with walls as the continuing solution to the challenges in the community. So our focus is redoing a series of events, but yet in Hendersonville County, actually Hendersonville, the city, but in the county of Henderson County. And we're consistently looking for the right venue right now. We had a venue that was scheduled before, where people would be speaking about before, and the vision of the venue and the vision of what we're trying to do, with no disrespect to the venue, it did not align. And so we continue to move forward. There are so many people I would like to speak of. Terry Young, thank you for opening up some doors. Mary Tinker, the little family, opening up doors. Crystal Carly, Robert Zachary, Mr. Zach, the Orchard, Barn Grill. Ken, thank you for opening up the doors. Agape World Outreach, City of Hendersonville, church groups. I mean, so many different relationships up and down the county has opened up doors for me since then. And so I left the community to go get even stronger, because I went and I learned a little bit of bump in the road to where the challenge of moving a vision from outside a community, inside a community, I left to go get some more empowerment to where we have some more resources and relationships set up in other communities, to where now I'm directly connecting them back in the community of Henderson County so they can realize and understand the value of what we do, why we do it, and the benefits for the entire county. So the process where we are right now is identifying a venue, partner, where we can produce 3 fashion comedy talent shows, part 1, part 2, and part 3. And this focus would be to not only entertain the community, all walks of clean entertainment, yet we will use each of those platforms to open an event help center studio to actually serve the community of Henderson County. So that is our focus here in the area.
Wow. So a lot to figure out. But you talked about, you know, challenges that a community has.
Yes.
And hoping to overcome challenges and in just improve the community. What's your goal? What do you hope to see happen in Hendersonville because of these events?
Well, the number one thing is unity. What I've been blessed with, when you are dealing in the community and you are serving in the community, you learn so many parts of the community, so many worlds, from the white to black to young to old to Mexican, so many, the politics, the churches, so many worlds that I've been blessed to work with individually. So what I've learned is there's a big divide. They're not unified. There is a very, I mean, it's amazing to me the level of power that I've found in the county and the levels of things that I've seen happen, yet it's so divided. And so our goals are to unite it. And so one of the strategies we use is we are already a service platform. So our objective is to use our time, our trust, our talent, our treasure, and our teams to stretch the missions and goals of everything that's going on good in the community. So we would go into Eastside and we will build some relationships in the Eastside to actually, now we're on one accord to where our platform is serving the vision of Eastside. And so now we're on one accord. Now we go to Westside. Now there's a vision that we're mutually in agreement with in Westside, to where now we're on one accord. Now we go to South, North, East, West. We unite all of those walks through this one vision that's mutually beneficial to each direction. And then through the series of events, we will actually expose that unity, expose the benefits of being unified, and expose the history of our hands, our hearts, and our heads coming together to open a facility in the community to where now we can say our unity that came together was the reason why now we can serve our community much better than we have been serving it. Because all up and down the county, I've heard, man, what we need is your organization here too, because there's not enough things going on for the youth. There's not enough things to give counter to the crimes that's in the community. There's not enough of this and that. Well, our job is to be that resource, be that bridge to actually identifying the problem, yet identifying a solution to overcome the problem, and then make sure we expose that solution up and down the community, and yet house it in a facility that we open up through our coming together to show why we should support this position and this platform year round.
Wow. Okay. How can people in Hendersonville plug in with what you're doing, get excited for the event in July? How can they support the community through your organization?
Yes. Well, the first thing, most importantly, is to continue to teach me how to serve your community. Like, when there's so many Christians and so many people that speak about service and nonprofits that speak about service and giving, but we serve from a direction to where we don't even consider our position at all. We want to learn yours. We want you to teach us how to serve you. Teach us what moves Henderson County. Teach us. And once you teach us, then now it is our responsibility to create a strategy from the position that we know that works, that complements the vision that you have given us. So teach us. You can contact us social media. I Have a Dream, TOO Global. It's in most of the platforms, from Facebook to Instagram. Our website is I Have a Dream. TOOGlobal.com. That's I Have a Dream, like Martin Luther King, TOO, like also, then global, like the world, .com. You can go there and let us know. And just to know what that theme is, so important from my mother. It's all about my mother's legacy. She had 9 boys, she had 2 girls, and she raised 3 others as her own. And I'm blessed to have been called all my life, you know, a special one, even though she hadn't 14 bestsellers. They call me a special one because I've been born on this. I'm her 7th child, and I'm also called Joseph. They call me Joseph the Dreamer. And also, I'm born on Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. And the great honor of it is my mother's been called female Martin Luther King, and I've been honored to be mentored by people that work directly with Martin Luther King up and down the country. And that's why Mr. Zachariah, Mr. Robert, Big Zach, was one of the individuals that work with Martin Luther King and so many great leaders. And he's out in the county, Henderson County, right now. And I'm so thankful for him and all the other greats that have blessed me and opened up doors for me in this area. So the best thing you can do with us is just teach us how to serve you. Teach us where the challenges are. Teach us what you see as residents, with me just coming in on the outside. Teach us how we can use our platform to serve the community. That's what would be honored for us.
It's ihaveadream2global.com.
Yes, sir.
And you can find them there. Excited to hear what's going to be happening in Hendersonville. Thank you, Joseph.
Yes, man. I'm so excited. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for keeping your word. We spoke months ago, and so many things have happened in those months, man. And I'm just, and all the great people that I've met out here. And I'm just so thankful that I know when July gets here, you will hear nothing but the results of what we speak today. Thank you for this opportunity.
Good stuff. That's Joseph the Dreamer Bailey, and yes. Lots of good things happening in Hendersonville, North Carolina. Thanks to our sponsor, Turner Business Appraisers in Matthews, North Carolina. You can find them at turnerbusiness.com. Also, previous episodes of Community Spotlight can be found at thelightfm.org.
We hope you enjoyed today's Community Spotlight, covering issues that matter to you in your community. If you have a suggestion for a future program, just call 800-330-9648. That's 800-330-9648. Be sure to join us next week for another Community Spotlight with Braxton on The Light FM.